Teaching tips for Trikonasana. Triangle pose. The first tip when you're teaching people who are very new to it is to encourage them only to go a little way into the pose, perhaps half of their maximum capacity. Just go a little way into the pose so that they can apply all the principles of alignment and awareness and breath practice when they're not concerned about falling over or, you know, going the furthest they can. With every asana, we want to make sure that there's always a strong sense of groundedness and steadiness, anchoredness, and comfort, ease, naturalness, alignment. These are the principles Maharishi Patanjali describes as sthiram and sukham. So we always want to apply these principles. So before we go into the pose, we ideally move into it from an aligned Tadasana pose. Perhaps we're doing some dynamic sequence, some vinyasa, and that's not the case, but wherever possible, if you can align the spine, align the body in Tadasana, that's the ideal preparation. And once you've aligned the body in Tadasana, then we move the feet into the appropriate position. And for most of us, that will be, you know, generally 3, 4, perhaps for some people a little more of their own feet apart. The feet are the foundation, so make sure the feet are well aligned. Remember, if the hips are wider, then that back foot will have to come out a little further. If people's hips are more narrow and they've got very open, a lot of flexibility there, then they can have the back heel behind the front heel. Remember the alignment. If we invite them to bring the right foot into a 90 degree, the left foot is facing the direction of the pose. So if we're going to the left side, the left foot is pointed directly to the left side. The right foot, if you start off at right angles and then from there invite them to perhaps reduce the angle to a 45 degree, that'll be most useful for the majority of people. So once the feet are well positioned, they're aligned, and you just check that all four corners of the feet are evenly distributing the weight, so you can always encourage them to lift the toes and spread the feet and then relax the toes once they've got that even distribution of weight. And then you've got your foundation organized. So once the foundation's right, we can ideally bring the hands to the heart center. A little more awareness in lengthening the spine, but with the hands at the heart center in the pranam position, there's more opportunity to go into the feeling of the pose rather than the thinking of the pose. And if you can invite people to tune into the breath, and remember they're only going to go a little way into the pose. So we inhale the arms up into the T position and really lengthen up not only through the arms but up through the spine, checking the neck is aligned with the rest of the spine, chin ever so lightly tucked. Then when it's time to move into the lateral stretch, we do it very consciously, start the lateral movement from the lower spine and just ease down a little way, bringing the lowered hand into position. And when we're learning, it's probably good to think that the lowered hand is in position somewhere on the upper leg. And then when we've got that lowered hand in position, our opposite hand can come to the hip, and we can be just encouraging people to align those hips, to open the hips, so that the hand is on the hip and that's helping to move that hip back, aligning those hips. Because a common problem, of course, in the pose is that hip comes forward. So try and keep that hip nicely aligned with the other. And when people are ready, they can elevate the arm that, or the hand that was on the hip. And one tip, before they rotate their head and look up to the hand, just to double check the neck is aligned, chin lightly tucked to the chest, for most people will help them align the neck. And then from that aligned position, slowly turn and look up to the elevated hand. And if you're comfortable, you can look to the elevated thumb tip, otherwise just looking in that direction. And gently work with the pose. So in the pose, or the tip of actually, when you go into the pose, you can go into the pose with a bent knee, and that'll just provide a little security for those who are a bit uncertain. So that knee a little bent to just ensure that. And once they're in the pose, you can invite them to start straightening and lengthening that leg. And really open the hips. So you're rotating both thighs outwardly, rotating the hips. You're always encouraging them to stay with the breath, lengthening the breaths, easy breaths. We're really widening the chest, lengthening through the arms. It's like wings that are spreading. And really invite them to enjoy the movement of that subtle energy that underlies the in and out breath. So working with the breaths to open up a little more in the pose. So as you exhale, anchor the foundation a little more. Rotate the upper thighs out, widening the hips. As you inhale, you can really lengthen up through the spine, the crown of the head, lengthen up through the arms, widen the chest. When it's time for them to come out of the pose, you can invite them to bend that front knee, stabilize the front foot, and gently come back up to the midline. And then when they're ready, exhaling the hands back to the heart center, stabilizing. And then when we're ready, you can invite them to come back into the base position, and then when they're ready, do the pose on the other side.